Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm not even going to do any introductions because I'm just going to try to... number one, I need to see if you can get the attorney so we can ask specific questions, because I'm sure your attorney knows a lot more about you. I mean, a lot more about the case than you do. He has to. And especially if you're telling me, you know, it's a criminal case, then your attorney knows, he has to know what he's defending.
That's what I'm saying. There's the new law that Cheney,
secret evidence.
No, the new law that Cheney made, the 1% law that you can convict somebody based on suspicion. 1% is the 1% law that if you think that when there's a chance in the future, 1% chance in the future that person might commit an act of terrorism or a violent act, then convict him and put him in jail.
What law is that,
Lana? It's called the 1% Cheney law. Research it on the internet.
Okay. The 1% Cheney law. What we come up with? All right. Yeah, there is something called Cheney's Law. And, okay, we will read it later. Did you file the appeal already?
The lawyer is. Not yet. He's working on it.
Now, what court are you appealing to? Do you know?
The First Circuit City in Virginia.
Okay. To the Circuit Court of Appeals, I guess.
Yeah, something like that. I'm sorry, I'm not that, like...
Okay,
terminology.
Okay, so, very good. I'll tell you what. We need to talk more, and Falestina's going to call you, and she'll talk to you more about this, and especially about the appeal, and maybe we can get some help from attorneys, etc. We'll bring you, but try to get the attorney who actually was representing your son, or even the attorney that's making the appeal. I'm sure he had studied the case. Maybe he can tell us, because this is, I mean, your sons, we're not dealing with this particular case because it's your son, because it could happen to any American.
That's what I'm saying. It's
That's
happened
what
to
we
many
are dealing
people
with
in the United States, and even I'm not sure if you heard of that guy. His name is Brandon. I forgot his last name, but also he wrote something against the government on Facebook, and they took him and they put him in jail. But because the people, like, worked as a team, the people that he knew and a lot of human rights activists and whatever, they took him out of jail. But because my son, the Muslim people are always scared, and tell you the truth, a lot of them were threatened that if they stand up by my son, that they would also be put in jail. So if my son had did something wrong, if there was a basis, if there was proof, how come they were so worried about somebody testifying with my son on behalf of my son and say that he wasn't, you know, a terrorist, or he was just a normal young man? How come they went and they threatened most of the people in my community?
Okay, Layla, before we go, because we're going to have a break here very soon, tell me, tell us how people can get hold of you.
Again, under Layla Yaghi and Facebook. I'm on Facebook all the time. I always, you know, put stuff about my son up there. I update, I write, I have a lot of poetry up there. And also www.freeziadyaghi.info. And also
Ziyad
on YouTube.
Ziyad is Ziyad, correct?
Uh-huh, yes.
And
Yaghi,
go ahead.
Y-A-G as in good, H-I, Yaghi.
Okay, and on Facebook you are Layla, spell it.
L-A-I-L-A. And then Yaghi, the same last name.
Very good, Layla. Work on getting an attorney with us next week, and we'll continue with this. Also next week. Thanks a lot. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Sam, for having me. Thank you.
You're welcome.